You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is a caller, but you will certainly recognize his voice. Welcome to the show, Ray Troll. Hi, Ray.
Hey, it's great to be here via the telephone.
Well, it's great to have you. Also in the studio, we have Jackie Manning, and she's here from the State Museum, and we're here to talk about something special related to you and your work that's happening there. But first, just, you know, for those who may not know or who may need an introduction, you're a pretty famous guy, especially around here.
Am I?
I believe so, but well, I just thought I'd ask, what would you say you're most well-known for?
Oh, the fishy T-shirts. I think... I would like to see it be a state law that everybody actually has to own one, but it does seem like there's a lot of them out there. So people know me from the T-shirts, Spawn Do You Die, and various ones like that. So,
and your artwork, very, you know, accurately rendered wildlife, particularly marine life, on shirts, hoodies, all kinds of merchandise. But it's also in museums all over the country. And you even have sort of a scientific claim to fame, too. Last time I interviewed you, we talked about the buzz shark that you were sort of involved in helping to discover.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I helped solve the mystery on that one. That was quite fun.
And I think that's a really, really cool claim to fame. okay.
Yeah.
Well, today you would like to talk to us about an event that's going to be happening at the State Museum, an exhibit, I believe, called Cruising the Fossil Coastline. It's been up in Anchorage, and now it's heading down here. Tell us a little bit about it.
The show is a big show. The Anchorage Museum opened the show. It traveled to the Oakland Museum after this, so this will be the third stop on its travels. But it's a lot of fossils and artwork based on, that came from the latest book that I did with my paleontologist buddy, Kirk Johnson. He's a Smithsonian guy now, of all things. But Kirk and I did a book, came out in November of last year, I think. I'm kind of losing track of things, but... this show features a lot of a lot of the creatures, and it's pretty over the top. It's, I think, one of the biggest shows that's ever traveled to the museum. I think Jackie can back me up on that.
Yes, that's correct. This is the largest show we've had in this new building.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's a real honor to be there.
And how many rooms does it take up, Jackie?
It takes up all three of our temporary galleries, and they are... full. They're full, and it's exciting. And
and go big or go home is what I say. So we went big.
Yes, Ray went very big. It's wonderful. Very exciting.
Without giving too much away, would you tell us the story of one of the creatures that you learned about on this journey?
Huh. Well, when you walk in the place, you can't help but notice the giant dinosaur crashing through the wall. That'll get your attention right away.
But, what kind of dinosaur is it?
It is a Pachyrhinosaurus, which is one of the first Alaskan dinosaurs to be discovered. And it's a cousin of a Triceratops, which some of your listeners will probably know about. But a Pachyrhinosaurus looks a lot like a Triceratops, but instead of three horns on its nose, it's got a big, like, bulbous bump that looks ideal for crashing through walls, and that's exactly what it's doing in the museum. And but yeah, there's a couple other large sculptures made by my friend Gary Staub. He's part of the kind of the posse that I helped put together to do the show. But when you walk into one of the rooms too, you will meet a very mysterious animal called we call them Desmos for short, but Desmo. It's actually a Desmostylian, and it's a marine mammal that used to live only in the North Pacific. Went extinct about 20 million years ago, but they're just really cool looking. They look a lot like a hippopotamus. They got about to be about the size of elephants, some of them, but they've also been dug up in Alaska, and there's a big sculpture of one and a lot of artwork, and actually we have the original fossils of the ones found in Alaska in the exhibit, so... really cool.
That is amazing. That I didn't read about any of that stuff, so that's really exciting to hear. And I think
quite a few fossils in this exhibit, as well as Ray's artwork, and it's pretty amazing to see that those two things next to each other.
This sounds like quite the culmination. And then there's an exhibit tomorrow, or an opening tomorrow, Friday, excuse me.
Yes, opening Friday, 4:30 to 7, and Ray is going to do a book signing at 6 o'clock, and his book's available in the APK store. And then at 7, he's going to give a lecture for us in the lecture hall.
I will lecture you, yes.
And, of course, this is a free event. So our first Friday openings are always free. And so 4:30 to 7, the opening is free as well as the lecture.
Ray, what are you going to be covering in your talk?
Well, I call the talk Fantastic Beasts from Cruising the Fossil Coastline. So I'll do the whole menagerie of critters and stuff from the book, and point out some of these cool, fantastic animals. Walruses with four tusks. Actually, the buzzsaw shark is also in the book, and giant bears and all kinds of cool stuff. So, yeah, come listen. And of course, dinosaurs.
Yeah,
my first love in life.
the mega bear. I read about that. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
And another one that intrigued me was the walking whale. Can you tell us about the walking whale?
Well, once upon a time, whales did walk. And people usually don't make that association. We don't have any fossils of whale fossils in the exhibit, but there's artwork all about it. But there's a lot of evolutionary family trees. Like I say, we throw the science in for free. But the science is in there. And I want to point out, too, that the Anchorage Museum organized the show. It's been great. The Alaska State Museum, they've given it some very special touches. It's been great working with the crew there. It's been just fabulous working with them. But also that the fossils are from the Museum of the North. They're on loan from the Museum of the North on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. And they very graciously loaned fossils of ammonites and woolly mammoths and dinosaur bones and this is the only spot. This is the only time you're going to be able to see those fossils. So come on out and check them out. This is the show is up until October 19th, but Friday night is the big opening, the opening shindig.
I am so excited. I don't know what I'm more excited about, the fossils or like the artwork based on the science and based on the findings. And the exhibit or the opening again is Friday. There's a book signing at 6. The talk is at 7 p.m. But I'm so glad this exhibit's going to be up through the summer because my best friend's a paleontologist and she's coming to visit. And
really?
Yes, and she's a huge fan of yours, Ray. So we're definitely going to check out the exhibit then.
Do I know
this
person?
I don't know, but I remember the last time I interviewed you, I asked her what I should ask you, and she came up with some good questions.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's possible if your paths haven't crossed before, maybe they will this summer.
It's kind of a small world, so
yeah. So thank you so much for talking with me, Ray. Jackie, is there anything you want to add about the exhibit or anything else you got going on, Ray?
I want to mention one of the fun things too is there's a nice couch that you can lounge on in the exhibit and watch movies, and it's the world's only trilobite decorated couch. So it's a cool thing. So
very comfortable.
Now I'm even more excited. All right, so everything is happening again this first Friday, and Ray will be here in person signing his book and giving the author's talk at 7 o'clock. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank
and Jackie,
you.
Thank you for being here as well.
Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye.
All right, see ya.